Jackie Southey from Save the Children, who are calling for an increase in income for whānau with children who have intellectual disabilities. Save the Children New Zealand's advocacy director is Jackie Southey, and she says challenges and hardship faced by too many intellectually disabled people in this country need more support. Thanks for joining us, Jackie. Tēnā koe. It's great to have you on the program again. Hi.
Well,
talk with us about the challenges faced by intellectually disabled tamariki in this country.
Well, the report by IHC reveals very serious shortcomings and failings for children with disabilities in Aotearoa, and this is a system-wide failing. It's shocking that children with intellectual disabilities are living in households with incomes of just around $34,000 per annum. And this is far too low to be able to make ends meet, to pay for the basics, and to afford the extra care that is required for intellectually disabled children in terms of equipment they may need or the healthcare services that they may also need that are additional to children without disabilities.
Obviously, there are many whānau Māori who are battling at the moment, particularly at Christmas time, but we don't often think about the plight of those who are caring for a tamaiti who has severe restrictions. And so it's interesting that you support this kaupapa off the back of the report. What support is available to them? What department's responsible for that support at the moment, Jackie?
Well, what this report has found is that the support for intellectually disabled children is quite disjointed. And we already know this. One of our five key asks to this new government is for a lift in the child disability allowance. That allowance is only around $56 a week. It's very low. And even worse than that, many children who are entitled don't know that they're entitled and their whānau don't receive this allowance. And so we've also asked that it's routinely made known to any child, any whānau who have a tamariki with a disability that they can apply for and receive this allowance. So there are serious shortcomings there. It also shows that that health is not connected well enough to education, and that education is not connected well enough to MSD to make sure that the incomes that whānau have to provide those essentials for disabled children, that it's just not being met. And so too many children are going without the things that they need, and they're falling through the gaps. And then this is compounding hardships that leads to other issues such as witnessing, being victims of violence or witnessing violence, where again, intellectually disabled tamariki are far more likely to be on the receiving end of violence.
Tēnā koe. Where do we need to direct this tonal to then, Jackie? I mean, is there a minister that you'll send a letter to support the findings of this report, to advocate on behalf of whānau who are doing it tough and have kids at home who are challenged in this way? So where are we best to focus our attention now, do you think, Jackie?
Well, absolutely. We'll be writing to ministries to advocate as a result of these findings. So it clearly shows the need for Whakaha, the Ministry for Disabled Persons, and that they need to have children in their sights as well as adults, and that they need to be strong advocates to make sure that intellectually disabled tamariki get the services and the support and the income that they need to do well in life, because these are the rights of all children. And we, as a nation, we are required to put more investment and more effort into supporting intellectually disabled tamariki to do well and to live full lives to the best of their abilities. We'll also be contacting Ministry of Education and Ministry of Health and Ministry of Social Development, because all of those ministries have a role in upholding the rights of tamariki with intellectual disabilities and supporting their needs. And it shows the need for Te Aka Whai Ora, the absolute need for the Māori Health Authority, because tamariki Māori with intellectual disabilities feature very poorly in these statistics. And so there absolutely needs to be a dedicated body that are looking after the rights and needs of intellectually disabled tamariki.
Well, we used to have IHC. I'm assuming that's still operational. Is there a complementary Māori arm to that? I'm unfamiliar, Jackie.
Well, IHC are a non-government organisation, so essentially they're a charity, and they do what they can to uphold the rights and look after and raise awareness of issues for intellectually disabled children and also adults. Because they're a charity, they do have significant limits to their funding. They're not a government department. And what this really requires is significant government investment across the board to make sure that tamariki with intellectual disabilities are getting quality education, quality health, have much higher incomes in their homes, that those disability allowance levels are raised substantively to lift them out of poverty. Because we've known for more than 20 years that we are falling short for the well-being and the needs of intellectually disabled people, and that includes our children.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much. Just finally, I know Save the Children is a global organisation. How much of your focus is localised issues like this, Jackie, rather than the plight of tamariki in Gaza, etc.? What's international, what's national for the New Zealand operation of Save the Children?
We, when it comes to our advocacy work, around 80% of it is focused on the domestic issues for the rights of tamariki here in New Zealand. And that's a really strong focus for us as an organisation, that we raise awareness to help people understand that the issues tamariki are facing and what they need to do well in life and where the shortcomings are. And we advocate very strongly to government about their promises and commitments to children and the requirements that they have to uphold those commitments. A lot of our fundraising does support children who are overseas, such as in the plight of children suffering terribly in Gaza. And that's because here in New Zealand, we have a comprehensive tax system that exists to uphold the well-being of New Zealanders. And so our role here is to support that children to receive what they need through those government systems, whereas in a place like Gaza, where there are no government systems, there is no taxation at the moment. It's absolute devastation. We send our offshore funds to support children in that space. So that's how we, I guess, divide our ways that we divide our resources to make sure that we advocate for what children have, what they need here in New Zealand, but also provide on the ground support for those where there isn't a strong government infrastructure that like the one we're lucky enough to have here.
Tēnā koe, all the best, Jackie, across the festive season. Looking forward to reconvening for a kōrero early in the new year. Ngā mihi e te tuhine. Tēnā koe, Jackie.
Ngā mihi. Thank you, Dale. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.